B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psachim Daf Ayin Beis. We're going to start from the Mishnah towards the bottom of Daf Ayin Aleph Omud Beis. Says the Mishnah. And before we start the Mishnah inside, it has to be very clear to us. On Shabbos, and we've learned this at length in Maseches Shabbos, there are 39 melachos which you're not allowed to do. You do them intentionally, it's Chayev Koros. If two witnesses warn you and see you doing it, there's going to be Chiyuv Skila. And if you do it by mistake, anything which doing it on purpose, b'mezid, is chayev koros, doing it b'shoigeg, is chayev chatos. One of the lama test melachos is shoichet. You're not allowed to shecht on Shabbos. You shecht on Shabbos, you do it by mistake, is a chiyuv chatos. You do it on purpose, is a chiyuv misa. It's a typical chilul Shabbos. Bringing korbonos always involves doing a shechita. So those korbanos which you're allowed to and you have to bring on Shabbos and they override Shabbos, like the korbanos tzibur shekov alohem zman, or korban Pesach, for example, which is also the tzibur do it, it's also kov aloh zman, then it overrides Shabbos. But bringing any korban that you're not allowed to bring on Shabbos, then bringing it on Shabbos involves the melocha of shechita, and if you do it by mistake, you're chayev chatos. So that's what's going to be the discussion of today's shir. Says the Mishnah, HaPesach, if you had a korban Pesach, sheshochatoi sheloi lishmoi. And we know the halach is, it's a Mishnah at the beginning of Zvachim, that even though if one shechts any other korban, sheloi lishmo, for the name of another korban, a different korban, it's kosher. Loi olu lebailim l'shem choivo, but it's kosher. Pesach, besides for Pesach and Chatos, the Korban Pesach that you shecht, Shaloi Lishmo, is posel. So if you have Erev Pesach, the 14th of Nisan, which is if in the event that it's a Shabbos, and you take a Korban Pesach and you shecht it, Shaloi Lishmo, it's posel. So you did a Shechita on Shabbos with a Korban Pesach that was posel. Then if you did that b'Shabbos, Chayev Olav Chatos, you're going to be Chayev a Chatos. And the reason that it's a chatos, it's a mistake, is because this person thought that in the same way as you're allowed to shecht to korban Pesach lishma on the 14th of Nisan, even though it's Shabbos, so too you can shecht to korban Pesach shelo lishma. He made a mistake. He's going to be chayev chatos. V'shar kol azvachim. How about any other korban? Let's take shlomim just as an example. You take a korban shlomim sheshochaton l'shem Pesach, and shechting a korban shlomim l'shem Pesach. Is the korban is kosher? It's a kosher shlomim. Are you allowed to bring a shlomim on Shabbos? Absolutely not. But it's a kosher shlomim. Then as follows: im einon ruin, if the type of animal that was used was not a type of animal, either because it's more than a year old, or because it's a nekeva, or it's if it's a cow, a calf, or if it's a female, a sheep, or a female goat. That, or it's too old, whatever it's going to be, if it's not a type of animal that could be mistaken for a korban Pesach, and you shecht this shlomim l'shem Pesach, even though it's kosher, but that's just a typical mistake. You made a mistake. You thought that this would work as a korban Pesach. You thought you can shecht it on Shabbos. You weren't allowed to because it was a korban shlomim. You made a mistake, so it's a chayev chatos. What happens if it's a type of animal which is very similar? It's a male sheep or goat, which is not more than a year old, and any of those could actually have been used for a Korban Pesach. And in the whole rush and panic of Erev Pesach, he could easily have got confused and taken this shlomim, shechted it as a Korban Pesach, thinking this is a Korban Pesach. So im ru'uyin hein, that means if it's a type of animal that you had every right, so to speak, to be confused about it, then Rebbe Elezer mechayev. Rebbe Elezer says that it doesn't matter why you got confused and how you got confused. This was a korban shlomim. You shechted it on Shabbos. You were not allowed to. It's chiyuv chatos. That would be the regular halacha, unless we get introduced to a new idea. But otherwise, that's the halacha. Rabbi Yeshua says, Rabbi Yeshua is going to introduce to us a new halacha. And he says that since you are in a panic and you are in a rush to do your Korban Pesach, and this is a type of animal that could easily be confused with a Korban Pesach, then we say this is not just a shoigig. This is somewhat similar to an oinus, but we won't go into the fine-tuned details of that. But this is not a regular mistake, which is chayev chatos. It's called a toye bedvar mitzvah, where whilst doing a mitzvah, in the confusion of doing a mitzvah, I erred, and I erred in what I was doing, and therefore toya bedvar mitzvah, and especially in this case where he actually did a mitzvah, because the shlomim was a kosher shlomim, you weren't allowed to shecht it on Shabbos, but a shlomim shenishchat l'shem Pesach, according to Rabbi Yeshua, is kosher, and therefore it's a toya bedvar mitzvah v'osa mitzvah, and he's potter. A new concept, toya bedvar mitzvah, which Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold of, Rabbi Yeshua holds of it. Continues the Mishnah, Omele Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Yeshua, he says, I don't understand. You just said two halachas. You said, if you took a korban Pesach, which could have and should have been shechted here and now on Erev Pesach on Shabbos, and you shechted it, shaloi lishmo, l'shem shlomim, then you're going to say chayev chatos. You don't say toya bedvar mitzvah. You take a shlomim, which is not even a korban Pesach, and you shecht that shaloi lishmo, and suddenly you, Rabbi Yeshua, say he's toya bedvar mitzvah and he's potter. Ma'im a Pesach, shehu mutar lishmoi, korban Pesach, which was a korban that you should have been brought today. Kesha shinei shmoi, when you didn't do it completely right, you did it shaloi lishmo, chayev, and nonetheless is chayev chatos. Zvochim, other korbanos, for example, shlomim, shein asurin lishmon, that you're not even allowed to bring them up when you do it lishmo. Shlomim l'shem shlomim, you're not allowed to shecht on Shabbos. Kesha shinei shmon, and when you change their name, ein edin shehu chashei chayev. Of course, it should be even more chayev than Pesach l'shem. Rabbi Shua answered him, "Loi imomarto bePesach sheshinehu bedavar asur toimar bezvachim sheshinu bedavar hamuter." Rabbi Shua says there's a fundamental difference between them. He says, of course, Pesach on a korban Pesach on erev Pesach on Shabbos is closer to being allowed to be brought and shechted because it's a korban Pesach, and shlomim not. However, the Pesach when I changed it. What did I change it to? I changed it to a shlomim. Shlomim can't be brought on Shabbos, and that's why it's chayev chatos. A shlomim, for example, then it's true that a shlomim shouldn't have been brought and cannot be brought on Shabbos. But at the end of the day, what was going on in his mind? It was l'shem Pesach. He brought this korban up as a korban Pesach. A korban Pesach is what's supposed to be brought up now. Since he's busy in the mitzvah of korban Pesach, which does apply on Shabbos, and he happened to have brought a shlomim as a korban Pesach, then if it's an animal, which is a ru'uyin, a type of animal that we say it makes sense that you got confused, there you say, toya bedvar mitzvah, because he changed it to something that was mutter to be brought on Shabbos, namely a korban Pesach. Omale Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is now going to comment back to Rabbi Yeshua. You, Rabbi Yeshua, you saying that the reason that you say toya bedvar mitzvah and he's potter is because it was done l'shem Pesach, l'shem something that had it really been a korban Pesach, it would be kosher and you were supposed to be shechting it on Shabbos, then shlomim l'shem Pesach is a toya bedvar mitzvah and is potter from chatos. But I'm going to give you another case where you do something l'shem something which is mutter, and there it's going to be chayev. What about the emurei tzibur, a korban? The word emurei, Rashi says, it seems to be that the emurei is a lashon of speech, like Omar, the type of korbanos which Hashem said bring them up on Shabbos. For example, the korban tomid, the korban musaf, which you're allowed to bring on Shabbos. Yechichu, they're going to prove against your logic. Shehein mutarin lishmon. These korbanos, korban tomid, korban musaf, you're allowed to bring them on Shabbos. And nonetheless, v'ashoichet, if you take another korban, take a korban shlomim or any other korban, and you shecht it lishmon l'shem tomid l'shem musaf of Shabbos, chayev, you're going to be chayev chatos. You shecht it on Shabbos. There also was a toya bedvar mitzvah, v'osa mitzvah. It's a shlomim l'shem oila. It's kosher, but nonetheless, you don't say toya bedvar mitzvah. Why don't you say toya bedvar mitzvah? He shechted it l'shem tomid and musaf. Why is it different to shechting a shlomim l'shem Pesach? Omale Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says there's a fundamental difference between shechting something for a tomid or musaf on Shabbos or shechting something for korban Pesach on Shabbos. Loyim omarto be'imurei tzibur, regarding that regular korban is tzibur, the korban tomid, the korban musaf, sheyesh lehem kitzvah. There's a limit. There's one korban tomid, there's X amount of korban musafs, and everybody knows there's only one. Once that's been shechted, that's it. And over here we're talking about that the korban tzibur had already been shechted. So you had no good reason to get confused. Why are you involved with korban tomid? There was one korban tomid, it's been shechted, that's it. there's X amount of musaf that has to be shechted. They've been shechted, that's it. Why are you getting confused about it? And therefore, we don't say toya bedvar mitzvah. We say it was a regular shogeg. You made a mistake. You thought it was okay. You thought you were allowed to. You forgot that the talmid had been brought up, wherever the case may be. But it's a regular shogeg, a regular mistake, and you chayev chatos. Toimar, but is that going to mean that you say the same with Pesach regarding Korban Pesach she'en le'kitzvah? There are so many animals, there's hundreds or thousands or tens of thousands of people in the Beis HaMikdash all bringing up Korban Pesach, so an Erev Pesach on Shabbos in the afternoon. And even if this particular person has brought his own Korban Pesach and he's found another Korban in the Beis HaMikdash and he said, this definitely belongs to somebody, let's shecht it as a Korban Pesach, it happened to be it was a Shlomim. So, but he got confused. It wasn't a regular mistake. He had every right, so to speak, to be confused, because it's not as if Korban Pesach has been done and I shouldn't have Korban Pesach in my mind. No, everything is about Korban Pesach. Toya bedvar mitzvah. And therefore, says Rabbi Yeshua, in that case of Shlomim L'Shem Pesach, on Erev Pesach on Shabbos, it's not a regular Shogeg, and he's potter from Chatos, because he's the Toya B'Dvar Mitzvah. Rabbi Meir, however, says, and some say that he says this in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, that Rabbi Meir holds, Af HaShoychet L'Shem Imurei Tzibur Potter. Even on a regular Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash, after the Korban Tomid or Korban Musaf was brought, if somebody took a Shlomim and shechted it L'Shem, these Korbanos Tzibur, it will have the same halacha as shechting a Shlomim L'Shem Pesach on Erev Pesach, and indeed, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it will be a Toya B'Dvar Mitzvah, and he will be Potter. Not like the Tanakhama learnt in according to Rabbi Yeshua. Continues the Mishnah. Shochto, if somebody shechted a Korban Pesach, Shaloi La'ichlov, it was possible. We've learned in the previous Mishnah that Korban Pesach has to be shechted in the name of people who can eat it. V'shloilim nuyov, or he shechted it for people who are not registered on this Korban Pesach. They cannot eat it. La'arelim, people who haven't done bris milah or l'tmeim or they are tomei, who cannot eat the Korban Pesach. Chayev is chayev, because the Korban Pesach is possible. And to shecht a possible Korban Pesach on Shabbos, you chayev chatos, you transgressed shechita. If you shecht the Korban Pesach, having in mind also the Oichlov, also the Shloi Loichlov, Limnuyov, Shloi Limnuyov, Limulim Ularelim, Litmeim Ulatahirim, when all these cases we've seen in a previous Mishnah, the Korban Pesach is kosher. So obviously, if the Korban Pesach is kosher, Potter, he's not going to have to bring any chatos. He's done nothing wrong. And the Gemara is going to discuss what's the chiddush with this. Shachatoy v'nimtei balmum. If you shechted it and then you found it had a blemish that you should have checked before and you should have noticed it, and for whatever reason you forgot, you made a mistake, he's chayev v'chatos. You can't say toya b'dvar mitzvah because why didn't you check before? Shochtoy v'nimtza treifa b'seiser. If you shechted it and afterwards you found that inside there was a treifa, which is a type of blemish which you only can find after the shechita, and it becomes clear that this korban is possible, potter, of course he's going to be potter, he's an onus, what could he have done? It wasn't his fault. He did whatever he could. Shochto, if he shechted, and after the shechita, v'noida, became known to him, shemoshchu habaylim es yodom, that the people who were registered on this Korban Pesach had actually withdrawn from this Korban Pesach, oy shemesu, or they died, oy shenitmu, they became tomei, and then it transpired that the shechita, this Korban Pesach, is posel, potur. He's potter, why? Mipnei sheshochat b'rishus. He had every permission to shecht it. He thought that there were owners that could eat this Korban Pesach that were registered on this Korban Pesach, and he did the shechita okay. So why should he be chayev? It's a regular oinus. Says the Gemara, b'may oskinon. The first case in the Mishnah, he shechted a Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, the 14th of Nisan in the afternoon, which happened to be Shabbos. He shechted it for the name of a shlomim. And we said he's chayev chatos, because Pesach L'Shem Shlomim is posel. And since it's posel, it's a shechita which is not a Korban Pesach, and it's Chayev Chatos. What are we talking about? Because there are two ways that a Korban Pesach could be brought up in the name, could be shechted as a Shlomim. Either he says, I know this is a Korban Pesach, this was dedicated and designated to be a Korban Pesach, and I choose to shecht it Shaloi Lishma, to shecht it L'Shem Shlomim. That would be one way. Or he sees this animal and he says, oi, this is a Korban Shlomim, I want to shecht it as a Shlomim. And he's forgotten momentarily that this is actually not a Korban Shlomim, it's a Korban Pesach that he's now shechting as a Shlomim. That's the question of the Gemara. But my oskin on what we're talking about. Ilema betoya. Are we talking about that he's just made a mistake? He thinks this is a shlomim, and he just doesn't remember that this was actually a Korban Pesach. Then if that's the case, and that's what the, when the Mishnah says that somebody who shechts a Pesach l'shem shlomim on Erev Pesach is chayev, if he's chayev because it's chilul Shabbos, is chayev chatos, it must be that the Pesach that was shechted l'shem shlomim is posel. Because if it was a kosher Korban Pesach, what's wrong? Korban Pesach is allowed to be shechted on Shabbos. So if it's chayev, it must be it was posel. If it's posel, then it must be Shamas Minos, we would learn from there, Akira Batos, if you uproot the status of a Korban Pesach by mistake, Havya Akira, it's considered that you've uprooted it. It's indeed considered a Pesach L'Shem Shlomim, and it's possible, that's why you chayev chatos. If you would say that Akira Batos, Loi Hava Akira, it's only considered uprooting the Pesach status from it, if you knew it was a Korban Pesach, and nonetheless you intended it should be a Shlomim, but if you thought it was a Shlomim, and you shechted it L'shem Shlomim, when in truth it wasn't a Shlomim, that if you say that Akira Batos, Loi Hava Akira, we just totally disregard the fact that you did it L'shem Shlomim. And then it's as if you did the Pesach L'shem Pesach, and then it will be kosher, and if it's kosher, it will not be chayev chatos. And the truth is that in the Gemara, according to other opinions in the Gemara in Menachos, Akira Batos, Loi Have Akira, and therefore we're not comfortable to say that this Mishnah is talking about an Akira Batos. Elo, it must be that our Mishnah is talking about Bo'oikar, where you uprooted it, which means I know this is a Korban Pesach, and I'm choosing to bring it to Shechtet L'shem Shlomim. That's called oiker. I wasn't toye, I didn't make a mistake, I uprooted it. So the Gemara says, okay, granted. So the first case in the Mishnah, in order for it to conform with the Gemara in Menachos, the first case in the Mishnah, Psochim L'shem Shlomim, is talking about oiker, not toye. Says the Gemara, let's move on to the next case in the Mishnah. Eima Sefer, let's move to the next stage in the Mishnah, where we're talking about Vashar Kol Azvachim, if you took a Shlomim, and Shochaton L'Shom Pesach, you shechted the Korban Shlomim L'Shem Pesach, on Erev Pesach afternoon, which happened to be on Shabbos, then Im Einom Ru'im, if it's a type of animal that could not have been a Korban Pesach, then Chayev Yitzregi L'Chatos, you made a mistake, you Mechal Shabbos by mistake, you Chayev Chatos. However, if it's a type of animal that's the same animal, it's either a young male sheep or a young male goat, that's Imru Yenhein, then Rabbi Eliezer Mechayev. Rabbi Eliezer says he's Chayev. Rabbi Eliezer doesn't know anything about Toya Bidvar Mitzvah. He's Chayev Chatos. Rabbi Yeshua Poiter, and as we saw in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua says that he's Potter. That's what we saw in the Mishnah. So the Gemara is now saying that if this Mishnah is talking about that you went out of your way to change a korban from what its previous status to a new status to make it shelo lishmo. So if you take a korban shlomim and you say, I know this is a korban shlomim, I'm shechting it l'shem Pesach, that's not a toya bidvar mitzvah. That wasn't just a mishap that happened during the confusion. That was like a mistake, that you did something very much with an intention of making a shlomim l'shem Pesach. That's not a toya bedvar mitzvah. Ve'i bo'oikar, mali ru'uyin, mali she'enon ru'uyin. What's the difference if it's this type of animal or that type of animal? You knew that this was not a korban Pesach. You knew this was a korban shlomim. In the same way as if it's another animal, which cannot be, if it's enon ru'uyin, we say this is not toya bedvar mitzvah because you know it's not a korban Pesach. Well, if I say I'm making the shlomim l'shem Pesach, That's also knowing it wasn't a Korban Pesach. So what's the difference? Elopshita, it must be that the second case in the Mishnah, Betoya, when I shechted the Shlomim L'Shem Pesach, I actually thought this was a Korban Pesach. And that's why I shechted as a Korban Pesach. So that's why we say that if it's Einom Ru'uyim, if it's a type of animal that you have no right to think it's a Korban Pesach, then it's a regular shaygig, chayev chatos. But if it's a type of animal which is ru'uyin, it's fit to be a korban pesach, and it just slipped your mind that it happens to be it was a shlomim, and you brought it as a korban pesach, then it's included in the bracket of toya bidvar mitzvah. And over there, and that's the case of toya. And it's worth adding that in this case, it doesn't really make a difference if toya if Akira betos have Akira or loy have Akira, it doesn't matter. In the first case, where it was a psochim, it was a korban pesach, and if you say Akira betos loy have Akira, then it's as if you shechted the pesach l'shem pesach, and then it's kosher. Of course, you're not going to be chayev chatos. Here, irrespective of whether Akira betos have Akira, and then it's as if it's a shlomim l'shem pesach, which is a shlomim kosher, which you're not allowed to shecht on Shabbos, or if you say Akira betos lo yava Akira, and then it's as if you shechted the shlomim l'shem shlomim, it makes no difference. It will make a difference if it's olu l'bailim l'shem choiva. It won't make a difference here that on Shabbos you are not allowed to bring it, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yeshua, toya b'dvar mitzvah, and he's potter. So the Gemara is asking, can that be that Reisha Ba'oikar V'Seifa B'Toya? The first case is talking about that you knew it was a Pesach and you did it L'Shem Shlomim, and the second case where I didn't realize it was a Shlomim and I shechted it L'Shem Pesach. Does that make sense? Omer Rabovin said, in, yes, no problem. Reisha Ba'oikar V'Seifa B'Toya. Ashkechei Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Yosef L'Rabavo. Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Yosef met Rabbi Avo to have a koi b'uchlus ad'incha. He was standing amongst a large group of people. Omar Lei said to him, Rabbi Yitzchok said to Rabbi Avo, Masnisin mai, tell me the nature of this Mishnah. Omar Lei, he answered him straight away, Reisha ba'oikar v'seifa b'toya. That the first part of the Mishnah is talking about he was oikarit, because we want to conform with the opinion that says that if it was an Akira betos, lo yava Akira, and therefore if it was a Pesach l'shem shlomim, if it was an Akira betos, then it's a kosher Pesach, and of course not chayiv chatos. The sefer, the second case, is talking about betoya. So tana minei arboin zimnin. When he heard this from his Rebbe, he repeated it to himself 40 times, in order that he should remember that this Mishnah in Psochim Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, obviously, when this incident happened, the Gemaras were not printed like this, but this Mishnah that we just learned here, the Reisha, the first case is Oikar, the second case is Toya. He repeated it 40 times. V'domile, it was compared for him, Kamanda Monach Bekise, as if this limud, this statement, this teaching was well placed in his pocket that was going to stay there. And he knew he was not going to forget this. Continues the Gemara, and now the Gemara is going to quote the next part of the Mishnah that we learnt on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis in this context. Now that we've established that the first part of the Mishnah, Pesach L'Shem Shlomim, is talking about Oikar, and the second case, Shlomim L'Shem Pesach, is Toya, then how are we going to understand the next part of the Mishnah? Omar Abeliezer, Maim Pesach Shemutur Lishmoi, Kesheshinez Shmoi Chayev, Zvachim Shem Asurin Lishmon, Kesheshinez Shmon Einoidin Sheyei Chayev. What did Rabbi Eliezer say? Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Yeshua, you Rabbi Yeshua, in the second case of the Mishnah, where he shechted a Shlomim Lishem Pesach, you say Toya B'Dvar Mitzvah, he's Potter. Rabbi Eliezer asked him, I don't understand. In the first case of the Mishnah, where we're dealing with the Korban Pesach, a Korban that should have and could have been brought up, or could have been shechted on Shabbos, on Erev Pesach. It happens to be there was an issue, he did it Shalei Lishma, it was L'Shem Shlomim, it became Posel. But nonetheless, we don't say Toya B'Dvar Mitzvah. Then when you have a Shlomim that was never allowed to be shechted on Shabbos, and you shechted it L'Shem Pesach, how over there can you suddenly say Potter? That was the question Rabbi Eliezer asked Rabbi Yeshua. Now the Gemara is saying, Vim Issa, if it's true what we've just said now, that the first part of the Mishnah, Pesach L'Shem Shlomim, is talking about Oikar, and Shlomim L'Shem Pesach is talking about Toya, Holoidomi, what was Rabbi Eliezer's question at all? What was Rabbi Eliezer asking Rabbi Yeshua? That if in the Reisha, which is talking about Pesach L'Shem Shlomim, it's Chayev, all the more so it should be Chayev by Shlomim L'Shem Pesach, Holoidomi? They're not similar. The Reisha b'Oikar, maybe in the Reisha where it was Oikar, where he knew what he was doing, he knew that he was uprooting the status of Pesach by doing it L'Shem Shlomim. Over there, we don't say Toya B'Dvar Mitzvah. But Shlomim L'Shem Pesach, the second case of the Mishnah, it could well be that since it was Toya, he thought it was a Korban Pesach, and that's why he shechted it as a Pesach. Over there, you say Toya B'Dvar Mitzvah, if it's Ru'uyin, if it's something that he could have got confused about. So what was the question of Rabbi Eliezer? Answers the Gemara, Le Rabbi Eliezer, Lo Yishon Yilei. The truth is, Rebbe Eliezer, he doesn't recognize the whole concept of Toyer B'dvar Mitzvah. It makes no difference to Rebbe Eliezer if it's Oiker or if it's Toyer. Either way, you were Mechal Shabbos. Either way, you did Shechit on an animal that was not allowed to be Shechted on Shabbos. You did it by mistake. You Chayev Chatos. Asks the Gemara, L'Rabbi Yeshua Deshoni Lei, Lishne Lei Hachi. So Rabbi Yeshua himself, that he does hold that there's a difference between Oiker and Toya. And the whole concept, as we said before, the whole concept of Toya B'dvar Mitzvah only applies by Toya and doesn't even apply by Oiker, because by Oiker, he didn't just get confused, he actually knew what he was doing. He was taking a Korban Pesach and he was shechting it L'Shem Shlomim knowingly. You can't say, I got confused. Why did Rabbi Yeshua not answer Rabbi Eliezer that way? What did Rabbi Yeshua answer to Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Yeshua answered Rabbi Eliezer, you're right that in the first case it was a Pesach and the second case it was a Shlomim. But there's a fundamental difference that in the first case he did it L'Shem Shlomim. He did it L'Shem something that was also an Erev Pesach. That's why it's Chayev Chatos. In the second case he did it L'Shem Pesach, which is something which in and of itself would be able to be shechted on Erev Pesach on Shabbos, and therefore is Toyer L'Dvar Mitzvah. Why didn't Rabbi Yeshua answer much more straightforward? How can you ask me a question from the Reisha? The Reisha is talking about Oiker, and the second case is talking about Toyer. Rabbi Yeshua Deshoni Le, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that it doesn't make a difference if it's Oiker or Toyer. Lishnu Lehochi, why did he not answer to Rabbi Eliezer that way? Answers the Gemara, this is what Rabbi Yeshua answered. Hochi Ka'omar Le, Lididi Loidomi. Rabbi Yeshua actually meant to tell Rabbi Eliezer that me, myself, that I hold there's a difference between Oiker and Toya, then your whole question doesn't start. The Reisha and the Seifa are not similar. Lo idomi. Reisha b'Oiker, v'Seifa b'Toya. However, even l'ditcho, Rabbi Yeshua was saying to Rabbi Eliezer, even according to you, that it makes no difference whether it's Oiker or Toya, lo im omris b'Pesach sheshines shemoy l'dovar ha'osur, toima b'zvochim sheshines shemom l'dovar ha'mutar. That Rabbi Yeshua was telling Rabbi Eliezer, even according to you, Rabbi Eliezer, you should understand there's a difference as to whether you're shechting something l'shem shlomim or whether you're shechting it l'shem Pesach. Omele Rabbi Eliezer. So what did Rabbi Eliezer answer back to Rabbi Yeshua? That you, Rabbi Yeshua, are telling me that the reason that if you shecht it l'shem Pesach, it's Toya B'dvar Mitzvah, is because he shechted it for something, that something, namely the Korban Pesach, would have been mutter if it truly would have been a Pesach and it wouldn't have been a Shlomim. And that's why you say Toya B'dvar Mitzvah and he doesn't even need to bring a Chatos. But I've got a question. Emurei Tzibur Yechichu. We saw this in the Mishnah, that Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Yeshua, if somebody shechts a Shlomim L'Shem Korban Tomid or L'Shem Korban Musaf on Shabbos, then over there, it's clear that he's going to be Chayev Chatos. Why are you Chayev Chatos? He shechted it for Tomid, where Tomid itself is something which is mutter. You're allowed to shecht a Korban Tomid, you're allowed to shecht a Korban Musaf. If somebody takes another Korban, let's just call it a Shlomim, and shechts it L'Shem Tomid or L'Shem the Musaf, Chayev is going to be Chayev Chatos if he does it on Shabbos, even though he did it L'Shem something which would have been mutter. So why is that different to Shlomim L'Shem Pesach in the second case of the Mishnah that you, Rabbi Yeshua, say he's Toya B'dvar Mitzvah? And what did Rabbi Yeshua answer? Omale Rabbi Yeshua, there's a fundamental difference between the Korban Pesach and between the regular Tomid and Musaf on regular Shabbos. And we saw all this in the Mishnah. Omale Rabbi Yeshua, Loyim Amarto Beimurei Tzibur Shekein Yeshlem Kitzvah. There's a very limited amount. There's one Korban Tomid in the morning, and then there's the Korban Musaf, and once those have been shechted, you shouldn't have been getting confused or making mistakes with other Korbanis. You know that there's only one of them, one Tomid and the Musaf, and that's it. Why is it on your mind to shecht more korbanos? And therefore, it's a shegug. You can't say Toya B'dvar Mitzvah. I was confused doing mitzvahs. You shouldn't be doing mitzvahs now. Well, not you shouldn't be doing mitzvahs, but you don't have any mitzvahs of bringing more korbanos. However, Korban Pesach, Toimar B'Pesach, She'ein Lo Kitzvah, Korban Pesach, there are so many korbanos here, and tens, hundreds, thousands, or tens of thousands of Korban Pesachs that need to be shechted. So you found this animal in the Beis HaMikdash, you assumed it was a Korban Pesach, you shechted it L'Shem Pesach, and then it transpired it was actually a Shlomim. So there it would make sense to say Toya B'dvar Mitzvah, because he assumed that even if it's not his Korban Pesach, he assumed it's probably somebody else's Korban Pesach. It needs to be shechted. That was the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, lememre, it would seem from the way that Rabbi Yeshua answered back to Rabbi Eliezer that by a murim, by the shlomim l'shem korban tzibur, that the reason over there is chayev chatos is because over there yesh kitzvah, it would assume the kol heicha de'islei kitzvah, whenever there's a very fixed and limited amount of the real mitzvah you have to do, you have no excuse really to get confused with doing it wrong, and therefore you don't have the p'tur of toya b'dvar mitzvah. The kol heicha de'islei kitzvah mechayev Rabbi Yeshua v'harei tinoikos. We're now going to discuss a Mishnah. First, it's going to be a Mishnah, and a Mishnah in Shabbos. Then it's going to be a Braisa, and we're going to discuss the concept of tinoikos. Tinoikos are little babies, and we know that a baby can be born any day of the week. 8 days later, you have to do a bris milah. So a Friday baby will have a bris milah on Friday. A Shabbos baby will have a bris milah on Shabbos. A Sunday baby will have a bris milah on Sunday. So what happens if somebody's got two babies? With tinoikos, there's only ever one or two boys that need to have a bris milah done now. There's not an unlimited amount like Korban Pesach. It's much more similar to the Korban Tzibur. There's one Tomid, there's the Korban Musaf, and it's very, very defined and limited to how many one has to bring. Utnanim, we learned in the Mishnah. Mi shehoyu loy shnei tinoikos. If somebody had two boys, echod lemuloy ba'er echod b'achar Shabbos, one of them was a Sunday baby, ve'echod lemuloy b'Shabbos, the other one was a Shabbos baby. The Shabbos baby has to have a bris milah on Shabbos. We know that milah is doicha Shabbos. The Sunday baby, oy vavoy if you do the milah on Shabbos. Shabbos is only the seventh day. You haven't even done a mitzvah of bris milah if you do that. V'shochach, and he made a mistake, umol eshel achar Shabbos b'Shabbos. Shabbos morning, he was getting confused. He knew that one of these babies have to have the bris milah on Shabbos. He took the Sunday baby by mistake and did the bris milah on Shabbos. And what's the halacha? The Mishnah says chayev. He's chayev eichatos because he did a malacha. Doing a bris milah, wounding a child, is a malacha on Shabbos, and it was not a mitzvah of milah. So he's chayev chatos. It's ta'a v'loy osa mitzvah. He made the mistake and he didn't even do a mitzvah, by the way. It wasn't a mitzvah because it's not even the eighth day yet. Echad lemulei be'erev Shabbos. The next case of the Mishnah. What happens if you have two babies? One of them is lemulei be'erev Shabbos. One is a Friday baby. Ve'echad lomul b'Shabbos. And the second one is a Shabbos baby. Ve'shochach, and he made a mistake, he forgot. Umol eshel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. For whatever reason, the Erev Shabbos baby did not have a bris milah on Erev Shabbos, and the Erev Shabbos baby, they did the bris milah on Shabbos. So here it's already ta'a v'osa mitzvah. It's after the eighth day, it's the ninth day. He definitely did a mitzvah, that means the bris milah is a bris milah. But he did a terrible avera because you're only allowed to override Shabbos if it's milah on the eighth day. Milah on the ninth day, you're not allowed to do the bris milah on Shabbos. So over there we see Rabbi Eliezer Mechayev. Rabbi Eliezer says always Chayev Chatos. He doesn't know anything about Toya B'Dvar Mitzvah, as we saw before. Mechayev Chatos. Rabbi Yeshua Poiter. Rabbi Yeshua says that he's Potter. Why is he Potter? He was Toya B'Dvar Mitzvah. Toya B'Dvar Mitzvah, V'Oso Mitzvah, and he's Potter. The question is, and this is the end of the question now, that this is similar to the case of the Imurei Tzibur, the Korban is Tzibur, and the Korban Tzibur we saw in our Mishnah, that the Imre Tzibur, that if one shechts Lishmon, Chayev, it was Toya B'Dvar Mitzvah v'Oso Mitzvah, we don't say Toya B'Dvar Mitzvah, because Yesh Lei Kitzvah, so the same should be here. It's not as if there's a countless amount of children that need to have Bris Milah, so over here too, he should be Chayev Chatos. Why here do you say Toya B'Dvar Mitzvah? Omar Rabami answers, Hocha b'mayoskinon. I'll explain to you a fundamental difference between the person who brought a shlomim l'shem korban musaf, for example, on Shabbos, where it was kitzvah, and over there we don't have the exemption of toya b'dvar mitzvah, and the case here with the baby, where it's also kitzvah, he's only got one baby that really needs to have the bris milah on Shabbos, and nonetheless we do say toya b'dvar mitzvah according to Rabbi Yeshua. And that is as follows. Hocha, over here, b'mayoskinon, on what we're talking about, he knew that there was one baby that definitely needs to have the bris milah now, and he's anxious to get the bris milah done to make sure he does the mitzvah that's incumbent upon him to do. And really the one he has to do the bris milah is the Shabbos baby. However, for whatever reason, he got confused and he thought that this baby that he's doing milah, that this is the Shabbos baby. That the first bris milah he did that day was this, that was this Friday baby. Because he knew that there was this Shabbos baby, the Torid Bey, that he was confused and anxious about. And therefore we say Toya Bidvar Mitzvah. However, Hocha, Kagoin Shekodam Vashachtinule Imurei Tzibur Bereisha. In the case of the Imurei Tzibur, we're talking about that the Tomid and the Musaf has already been shechted. And now he can clock off. There's no more Karbonis to be brought today. It's Shabbos Kodesh. We don't bring any more Karbonis. So why were you anxious? What were you confused about? There was nothing to be confused about. Clock off from the Karbonis. Therefore, it was a regular mistake, a misjudgment, or whatever the mistake was. He has to bring a Karbon Chatas. Says the Gemara, if it's true that the Mishnah, that when we speaks about the Emurei Tzibur, that Rebbe Lezer, and it seems that Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Shua both agree, that if one shechts a shlomim l'shem emurim, it's that he's, that we do not say Toya Bidvar Mitzvah and he's Chayev. And what's the case? Why do we say that? Because they've already, it's not as if I'm confused. I know I'm in the middle. I have to bring now a Korban Musaf. And by mistake, I take a Korban Shlomim in its place where maybe we would have said Toya Bidvar Mitzvah. No, you've already finished with all the Emurei Tzibur. And now you shouldn't have got confused now and say, oh, I've got this shlomim and this shlomim needs to be shechted. It's been on my mind a long time. And he made a mistake and he shechted it on Shabbos. That we say, we don't say Toya Bidvar Mitzvah. If that's true, that that's what the Mishnah is talking about, the Imurim, the shlomim that was shechted l'shem Korban Tzibur, after the Korban Ois Tzibur already brought, if so, we have a big problem with Reb Meir. Reb Meir said that af ha-shechet l'shem Imurei Tzibur, we saw this in the Mishnah, is potur. Says the Gemara, Ihocha, Reb Meir oimer af ha-shechet l'shem Imurei Tzibur potur, can it be that Reb Meir says that he's potter if he shechts a shlomim l'shem korban tzibur, and after the korban tzibur has already been brought, and even in that case Reb Meir will say he's a toya bedvar mitzvah and he's potter? Can it really be that that's the opinion of Reb Meir? V'atanya, this seems to contradict the Braisa. Now the Braisa we're going to read now is going to be quite different to the Mishnah we just saw. In the Mishnah now we just saw that if you do the bris milah of the Sunday baby on Shabbos, everyone says you're chayev, because it was Torah bidvar mitzvah, v'loy osa mitzvah. The Sunday baby is bris on Shabbos, it's too early, it's on the seventh day, not the eighth day, and therefore it's chayev. But if you shecht the Friday baby on Shabbos, which is Toya Bidvar Mitzvah V'Osa Mitzvah, there we saw that according to Reb Eliezer is Chayev, according to Reb Yeshua is Potter, is Toya Bidvar Mitzvah. In the Braisa now we're going to have the opposite. What does it say in the Braisa? V'Tanya Reb Chia Me'avol Erev, the name of a place, he learnt, Omer Reb Meir, that Reb Meir understood as follows. Lo nechluku Reb Eliezer Reb Yeshua al shehoyu lo shnei tinoikis, echad lomul Erev Shabbos, in the second part of that Mishnah, where we're talking about a Friday baby and Shabbos baby, where in the Mishnah we saw that was a machlokes Reb Eliezer and Reb Yeshua, Reb Meir said no. He said there's no machlokes there. V'shochach u'mol shel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos, if you did the bris milah of the Friday baby on Shabbos, d'chayev. Everybody agrees that he's chayev. Al ma nechluku? On what case is Reb Eliezer and Reb Yeshua arguing? On the case which is the safer of the Braisa now, but it was the first case mentioned in the Mishnah. Al shehoyu lo shnei tinoikos, if you had two babies, echad lomul achar haShabbos v'echad lomul b'Shabbos. It was a Shabbos baby and a Sunday baby. V'shochachu moles shel achar haShabbos b'Shabbos, and he did the bris milah of the Sunday baby on Shabbos. If there we have a machlokes, Reb Eliezer mechayev, Reb Eliezer says it's a typical shoygeg yuchayev chatos, Reb Yeshua poiter, Reb Yeshua says over there that he's potur. And in order to understand these two halachas, why is it that in the case where you have the Shabbos baby and the Sunday baby, there Reb Yeshua says toya bedvar mitzvah, but when you have the Friday baby and the Shabbos baby there, everybody says that he's chayev and you don't say toya bedvar mitzvah. So Rashi explains as follows. When you have a Shabbos baby and a Sunday baby, nobody in the world would make a mistake and think that I need to do the milah on two babies. Everybody knows that the Sunday baby doesn't need to have a bris milah till Sunday. On Shabbos, I only have to do bris milah on one single baby. And what happened? He took the Sunday baby by mistake and did the bris milah on Shabbos. But he was torahed with the mitzvah of doing the bris milah on the Shabbos baby. Rabbi Yeshua says he's a toyah bedvar mitzvah and he's potur. Even though it was a Torah about Bedvar Mitzvah v'loy also Mitzvah, according to Reb Meir, it doesn't make a difference if also Mitzvah or loy also Mitzvah, that since he was Toya Bedvar Mitzvah, he's Potter. However, in the other case, which is the first part of the Brisa, where we're talking about a Friday baby and a Shabbos baby, and for whatever reason, he didn't do the Bris Milah on Friday for the Friday baby, so now he thinks, and this is his mistake, he thinks that he has to do Bris Milah now on both babies on Shabbos. So the first things first, the Shabbos baby, he does the Bris Milah on Shabbos. And now he makes this mistake, and he thinks that the Friday baby, which also needs a Bris Milah, also can be done on Shabbos. And he does the second bris, the Friday baby does the bris on Shabbos. So this is exactly the case, similar to what we're talking about, in the same way as the Korban Tzibur. He's finished with the Korban Tzibur, and therefore he shouldn't be having on his mind any more Korbonos. And nonetheless, if he brings a Shlomim L'Shem, one of those Emurei Tzibur, then we saw before, according to Reb Meir, Reb Meir says Potur, because we say Toya Bidvar Mitzvah in that case. Over here, Reb Meir says that everybody agrees that since he's already done the Bris Milah of the Shabbos baby, then from that point on, he shouldn't be having any more Bris Milahs on his mind. And therefore, he says that even Rabbi Yeshua agrees that he's Chayev. Why are you doing a Bris Milah of a second baby now? It was a mistake. It's a Shegeg, but it's not Toya Bidvar Mitzvah, because you've finished any mitzvah that's incumbent upon you to do on this day. So why in the case of the Friday baby, Shabbos baby, after the Bris Milah of the Shabbos baby, the Friday baby is Chayev, you don't say Toya Bidvar Mitzvah, but in the case of the Emurei Tzibur, where Reb Meir, the same Reb Meir says, over there, is going to be Potur. What's the difference? Says the Gemara, V'tizbara? In any case, there's something wrong with our understanding of what's going on here. Ma Hosam, he's trying to ask a question on this Brisa. The way we've understood this Brisa, that the first part of the Brisa, the Friday baby, Shabbos baby, is talking about that he did two Bris Milahs on Shabbos. First the Shabbos baby, then the Friday baby. And the second part of the Brisa, which is talking about the Shabbos baby, Sunday baby, there we say that he did Bris Milah only on the Sunday baby on Shabbos, then we say that over there, Rabbi Shua says that Toya Bidvar Mitzvah needs Potur. That doesn't make sense, says the Gemara. Ma Hosam Deloy Ovid Mitzvah Potur. How can it be in the case that when you do the Bris Milah of the Sunday baby on Shabbos, over there you're going to say Toya Bidvar Mitzvah needs Potur, even though when you did the Bris Milah on the Sunday baby on Shabbos, you didn't do any mitzvah. You want Mekayim a mitzvah in the wrong time, but it's at least a mitzvah. No, it's not, because it's too early. And nonetheless, you say Toya Bidvar Mitzvah is Potur. Then in the first case of the Braisa, the Potur Bishua, then Heicha de Ka'ovid Mitzvah, in the case where he does the Bris Milah on the Friday baby on Shabbos, he wasn't allowed to. But doing a Friday Bris on Shabbos, it's the ninth day. Any time after the eighth day, the Bris Milah is kosher. So how can it be in that case where you did the Bris Milah, the mitzvah happened, and he fulfilled his mitzvah? How can you say over there you don't say Toya Bidvar Mitzvah, and you say that he's Chayev Chatos? How can you be Chayev Chatos when you're doing the mitzvah, and not Chayev Chatos when you're not doing the mitzvah? The Heicha de Ka'ovid Mitzvah Mechayev? So Amr de Be'er Yanai, so Rav Yanai explain this Braisa very differently. Rav Yanai say that Reisha, the case of the Friday baby and Shabbos baby, in that case, is not talking about that he first did the Bris Milah of the Shabbos baby on Shabbos, and then he did the Bris Milah of the Friday baby on Shabbos, and then we said it was similar to the Shalmei, to the Emurei Tzibur, and we have a contradiction in Rav Meir. No. Kagoyin Shekodam Umol Shel Shabbos Be'erov Shabbos. That the Shabbos baby, he did the Bris Milah on Friday, too early. That was the first mistake. And then afterwards, Be'erov Shabbos, Sheloi Nitno Shabbos Lidochis. So now, what case have we got here? Here we have a case where the Shabbos baby, you did the Bris Milah on Friday. Fine. So that's been as been. I'm saying it's an issue. He did the bris milah too early. They're going to have to deal with that. But now what have you got left? You've only got the Friday baby that didn't get his bris milah on Friday because they got confused. The babies got switched. So now the Friday baby, you're not allowed to do the bris milah on Shabbos at all, because your only bris milah you're allowed to do on Shabbos is a Shabbos baby, not a Friday baby. So since you've got a case where on this Shabbos, there was no bris milahs were allowed to happen at all, since no bris milahs were allowed to happen, that's why Meir says everyone agrees that he's chayev, because Shabbos wasn't there to be overridden by bris milah in this situation. The sefer, but the other case where you had the Shabbos baby and the Sunday baby, nitno Shabbos lidochis etzli. He had the Shabbos baby to do the bris milah. He got confused and he took the Sunday baby instead. But this Shabbos is a Shabbos that was open to be overridden by Mila had he taken the right baby. And that's why we say Toya B'dvar Mitzvah is part of Umchatos. Hocha hare nitna Shabbos lidochis, it's al Korban Tzibur. And in the case of the Korban Tzibur, where we said that Reb Meir said that it's Toya B'dvar Mitzvah is potter, over there it's the same thing. Since Shabbos is there to be overridden by the Korban Tzibur, therefore if he made a mistake and shechted the Korban, l'shem a Korban Tzibur, he's going to be potter. Potter from Machatos, Toya B'dvar Mitzvah. It's similar to the case of the Shabbos baby, Sunday baby. Oma lirv ashi lirv kahana. Hochanami hare nitno Shabbos lidochis etzel tinoikas badalma. Rav Ashi is asking Rav Kahana, even in this case where the Shabbos baby, you did the bris milah on Friday, and all you have on this Shabbos that's left now is the Friday baby, and the Friday baby is not allowed to have bris milah on Shabbos, so you said Shabbos is not given to be overridden by bris milah because you've got no babies to do bris milah here. Asks Rav Ashi, that's not true. Maybe you don't have a baby that needs a bris milah now. Your neighbor might. Somebody in Klal Yisrael who has a Shabbos baby and needs to have a bris milah today. So the concept of bris milah overrides Shabbos. So why don't you say here that there's a concept of Toya B'dvar Mitzvah? Why does Reb Meir say that everybody agrees in this case that there's no Toya B'dvar Mitzvah? He's Chayev Chatos. Or Malei Rav Kahana said to Rashi, no. Legabi Dahai Gavra Mios Lo Yisyoiv. We're talking about you. This person that did the milah, whether it's the father of the babies or the moel, whoever it's going to be, in this scenario here, did you have any bris milah that was incumbent on you now this week to override Shabbos? No, you didn't, because the Shabbos baby, you already did the milah on Friday. And the Friday baby, you cannot do the milah till Sunday, because it's not the eighth day for him. Therefore, you had no reason to be engaged in milah at all. You had no reason to be engaged, and you did it by mistake. You're chayev chatos. Unlike the other case where you had the Shabbos baby, Sunday baby, where there he's not doing two bris milahs. There, he knows that one of the babies are supposed to have the bris milah only after Shabbos. So he's doing one bris milah on Shabbos, but instead of taking the Shabbos baby, he took the Sunday baby. There we can say, Toya B'dvar Mitzvah. Continues the Gemara. We saw the second case in the Mishnah. If somebody took another type of korban, not a korban Pesach, for example a shlomim, and he shechted it l'shem korban Pesach on erev Pesach afternoon, which was on a Shabbos, then it depends. Im einam ru'uyin, if it was a type of animal that could not be confused with a korban Pesach, it was not a male goat or sheep, up and not more than a year old, then chayev. Then he's not Toya B'dvar Mitzvah. You had no reason to get confused about this, and therefore it was a regular mistake. It's a Chayev Chatos. Im Ru'uyin, however, if it was a type of korban, a sheep or goat, a male of up to a year old, which easily could have got confused with the korban Pesach itself, then Rabbi Eliezer disregards the whole concept of Toya B'dvar Mitzvah. It's Mechayev Chatos, and Rabbi Yeshua says in such a case, then it's Toya B'dvar Mitzvah, and you're not chayev even to bring a chatos. Asks the Gemara, Man Tani, which is the Tana that holds the Shonilon that makes a difference between Ru'uyin L'Sheinam Ru'uyin? That in this case of Shlomin that was Nishchat L'Shein Pesach on Erev Pesach on Shabbos, there's a difference between whether it's Ru'uyin or not Ru'uyin. Says the Gemara, Reb Shimon hi. We're going to see in a Braisa, Reb Shimon held this way. The Tanya we learned in a Braisa, Echod Azvachim Aruyin, Ve'echod Azvachim She'ein Ruyin. Not only those korbanos that are similar, that could be fit to be a korban Pesach, but even those animals that could not be fit to be a korban Pesach, Ve'shechein Asheichet L'Shem Imurei Tzibur, and so too if somebody shechts a korban on Shabbos, L'Shem a korban Tzibur, as we saw previously, Potor in both cases, he's Toya B'dvar Mitzvah and he's Potor, Divrei Reb Meir. That's the opinion of Rav Meir. Means Rav Meir holds that even if it was Einam Ru'uyim, since he knows he has to bring a Korban Pesach and he's all anxious and busy with the Korban Pesach, even if he took an animal that should not have been able to be confused with the Korban Pesach, nonetheless he's Toyeh B'dvar Mitzvah and he's Potter. Omer Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon argued with Reb Meir and said, "Lo nechluku Reb Elezer and Reb Yeshua al she'enam ru'uyin." That Reb Elezer and Reb Yeshua, they didn't argue in a type of animal that couldn't have been a Korban Pesach. Shechayev. In that case, Reb Yeshua agrees to Reb Elezer that he's chayev. Al ma nechluku. The only time that Reb Yeshua says he's potter and is toyeh b'dvar mitzvah is al ru'uyin. Only on animals that could have been confused with a Korban Pesach because it was the same type of animal. Reb Eliezer mechayev chatos Reb Yeshua poter. Reb Eliezer doesn't hold of the concept of toyeh b'dvar mitzvah. Reb Yeshua does, and therefore he's poter because he's a toyeh b'dvar mitzvah. Continues the Gemara. Omer of Bivi, Omer of Belozo, poter hoyo Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds that afilu egel, even a calf, shall zivchei shlomim. That if you had a calf, and it's extremely unlikely to confuse a calf with a Korban Pesach that has to be a young goat or a young sheep. Sheshachatei l'shem Pesach, if you shechted it l'shem Pesach, that even in that case, then Reb Meir holds, at least according to Reb Yeshua, that is going to be poter, lidvar, that he's going to be poter because of toyeh b'dvar mitzvah. So you see there, that according to Reb Meir, even as we saw before, the Reb Meir says, even if it's Einam Ru'uyim, nonetheless Toyeh B'dvar Mitzvah. Omer le'Reb Zeira le'Reb Bivi. Reb Zeira said to Reb Bivi that you said in the name of Reb Meir that even an Egel, a calf, is a Toyeh B'dvar Mitzvah. V'omer Reb Yechanon moidohoye Reb Meir be'Baal Mumin. Reb Yechanon says that Reb Meir holds that if you have a Baal Mum, which is an animal that everybody should know that this is not an animal that can be shechted as a korban. And Reb Meir says in that case that we don't say a toyeh b'dvar mitzvah. Over there it's going to be a chatos. If he made a mistake, he's going to be chayev chatos. But we don't say toyeh b'dvar mitzvah. Why should Baalei Mumin be different to Egel? They're both, everybody should know that both of them can't be a korban Pesach. Why regarding the Egel did we say before that Rav Bivi said that Rav Meir says he's toyeh b'dvar mitzvah, and in the case of the Baalei Mumin, we don't say toyeh b'dvar mitzvah, and he is chayev chatos. Omar Lei, so Rav Bivi answered to Rav Zeira, I'll tell you a difference between Baalei Mumin and Egel. But Baalei Mumin loy torid buhu. A Baal Mum, it's not a korban at all. You shouldn't be busy with this. You shouldn't be occupied at all with this Baal Mum, whether it should or shouldn't be brought as a korban, and when it should be brought as a korban, and Shabbos, not Shabbos, korban Pesach, Shlomim, all that shouldn't be occupying you. It's a Baal Mum. A Baal Mum can't be shechted as a korban, period. He's not torud. He's not torud. You don't say torud b'dvar mitzvah. However, v'hai, in the case of the Egel, the torid bay, it's a korban. He knows this egel is a kosher korban. It could be a shlomim. It could be something else. And whichever korban is allowed to be an egel, it could be an egel. So he's occupied with making sure this egel gets shechted and put on the mizbeach. And therefore, since he's torid, he has an excuse to get confused, and he's toyeh b'dvar mitzvah, and he's potter. Asks the Gemara, Boy mine Rava mir Rav Nachman. Rava asks Rav Nachman, Chulin l'shem Pesach, Ma'ali Omer Rav Meir. What would Rav Meir hold if you have a regular chulin, an animal that wasn't slated to be a korban at all? It was a chulin, and he shechted it l'shem korban Pesach on Shabbos, on Erev Pesach on Shabbos. So what are we going to say there? On the one hand, that was the question. The question that was to Rava asked Rav Nachman. Omar Leir, Rav Nachman said to Rava, Poiter hoyo Reb Meir, even in that case, afilu chulin l'shem Pesach, he's a toyeh b'dvar mitzvah. Why is he a toyeh b'dvar mitzvah? Why is it different to Baalei Mumin? In both Baalei Mumin and the case of the chulin, he's not torud. It's true that the Egel, he's anxious to get it shechted. But we said a Baal Mum, a blemished animal, is not a korban. Well, chulin is also not a korban. He should be equally not busy with this chulin and with regarding shechting it. So why regarding the chulin animal do you say he's toyeh b'dvar mitzvah? And regarding the Baal Mum do you say that we don't say toyeh b'dvar mitzvah and he's chayev? That's what the Gemara is asking. Did Rabbi Yochanan not say that in the case of Ba'alei Mumin, that you said a few moments ago, that the reason that Ba'alei Mumin is different to Egel, that even though Egel is potur, because Toya B'dvar Mitzvah, Ba'al Mum is not, because he's not torud, this korban is also not torud? Answers the Gemara, I'll tell you a fundamental difference between Ba'alei Mumin and Chulin. The Ba'alei Mumin, loy mechlefi. Nobody would get confused. You can see it's a Ba'al Mum. Nobody confuses a blemished animal with a normal animal. So you have no reason to get confused. You can see that this is not an animal that can even be a korban, even if you wanted it to be a korban. Honey, but in the case of chulin, it's an animal. It's walking on four legs. It could be made into a korban. There's nothing wrong with it. And therefore, michlefi, it could get confused. Since it could get confused, we say toya bidvar mitzvah. Says the Gemara. V'tam adir abmeya. The only reason that Rabbi Meir says by chulin that we say toya b'dvar mitzvah is potur is mishum ichlufei, because a regular, healthy, normal chulin animal could get confused with a korban animal. Then in the case of Ba'alei Mumin, you wouldn't get confused. And in the case of chulin, one can get confused. And he's asking a question. We asked a question before. Why by Egel do we say that he's potter because he's toya bidvar mitzvah? The Egel can't get confused with the Korban Pesach. Everybody knows that Korban Pesach can't be brought from a calf. So if we say that Ba'alei Mumin is Chayev Chatos and an Egel is not Chayev Chatos, it must be Alma Taima Durabmei Mishum de Torid, like we said before, that the difference between Ba'alei Mumin and Egel is not whether Michlefi or not Michlefi, but as to whether he's Torud, whether it's a type of animal that he's engaged in bringing it as a korban. An egel, even though it's not a korban Pesach, but it's a korban, and therefore is toya bidvar mitzvah. Ba'alei Mumin is not a korban at all. It shouldn't be a korban. So you see that the determining factor is whether he's torod or not torod with this particular animal, not as to whether he's michlefi or not michlefi. And if it's dependent on torod, the question comes back, a chulin animal, he's not torod. Why do you say toya bidvar mitzvah and he's potor? Omar Lacy said as follows, Torud afal gavdoloi michlif. If either you're torud with the animal, for example, the egel, the calf, even though it wouldn't get confused with the korban Pesach, but it's an animal that you're busy, it's a korban animal that you're engaged in making sure it gets offered at the right time in the right way as a korban, or michlef afal gavdoloi torid, or in the case of the chulin animal, which it's an animal that could get confused with a korban because it's a healthy, normal animal, it just happens to be, it hasn't been made into a korban. It hasn't been designated to be a korban, but it could be a korban. Afal gavdoloi torid, even though he's not anxious in getting it onto the mizbeach, on shechting it, because it's not a korban, nonetheless, in both those cases, where you've either got michlef or you've got torid, then we say torud bidvar mitzvah and he's potur. Lafuke, however, in the case of Ba'alei Mumin, a blemished animal, deloy ichlufi. Number one, you haven't got the case, it's not something that gets confused with a korban. Everybody knows that Ba'al Mum can't be a korban. And loy ichlufi michlef, loy mitra torud. And he's also not anxious, he's not involved and confused with this animal, because you shouldn't be bringing it up in the korban. So you don't have the reason for confusion of michlaf, and you don't have the reason of confusion for torid. You have neither of the two reasons. Then in that case, you don't say toya bidvar mitzvah, and indeed, he'll be chayev. Continues the Gemara, Yosef, Rav Zeira, Rav Shmuel, Bar Rav Yitzchok. Rav Zeira and Rav Shmuel, Bar Rav Yitzchok were sitting akilo de Rav Shmuel, Bar Rav Yitzchok, in the entranceway, in the porch of the home of Rav Shmuel, Bar Rav Yitzchok. V'yasvi v'ka'omri, and they said the following statement. Om Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Rav Shimon ben Lakish said, Nischalif lo ishpud, if you had a spit, shel noisar. On it was a piece of meat that was a korban, but beyond the time that was allowed to be eaten, it's a serious avera to eat noisar. And he got confused, b'shpud shel tzoli. He had another spit, and on it he had roasted korban meat. Roasted meat, which was allowed to be eaten, and it was a mitzvah to be eaten, and he got confused, and by mistake he ate the noisar. V'ochloi, chayev. Rosh Lakish says, in that case, we don't say that he's a toya bidvar mitzvah, and he's chayev. Over there, and because what did he do? He ate the noisar. it was Toyer B'dvar Mitzvah, and he didn't do any mitzvah eating Noisar Oy Vavoy. It's not a mitzvah at all, it's a big Avera. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Yochanan does not discuss confusing Noisar with Tzoli. What Rabbi Yochanan does, he discusses Ishtoi Nida, if a person, his wife is a Nida, and having relations with a Nida is a serious Issa, and Baal, Baal Chayev, if a husband has relations with his wife when she's a Nida, we don't say that he's Torod B'dvar Mitzvah, he made a mistake, and he's Potur. No, he's Chayev Echatas. However, says Rabbi Yochanan, Yevimtoi Nida, if he's about to do Yibum, and the first time he has relations with his wife, in the situation of Yibum, he's actually doing a mitzvah of Yibum. In the case of he's doing Yibum, it's not just his wife in a regular situation. It's Yibum, and she's a Nida, and it's seriously also to have relations in that situation. Then Baal Potur. If he has relations with her, then he's Potur, because he's a Toya B'dvar Mitzvah. And Rabbi Yochanan doesn't actually tell us exactly what he would hold in the case of confusing the tzoli with the noisa. So ikad amra, some said, kolshkein bahi, that of course, if you're going to be chayev, if ishtoi nida is chayev, and we don't say torud b'dvar mitzvah, even though he did a mitzvah, having relations with one's wife is some form of a mitzvah, even as we'll soon see that we're talking about that it wasn't really a mitzvah, but some form of, or at least lachluchis, it's got some remnants of a mitzvah there is. But if in that case, by ishtoi nida, we say that we don't say Toya B'dvar Mitzvah is Chayev, Kolchkein de Bahi de Mechayev, de Leosu Mitzvah. Then even more so, in the case of Noisar, when he eats this Noisar on the spit, he hasn't done any mitzvah, he's done a terrible Avera, of course he's not going to be called Torod B'dvar Mitzvah, and he's going to be Chayev Echatos. Istamra, others said no. Others say Bahi Potur. That even though Rabbi Yochanan says that by Ishtoi Nida he's Chayev Chatos, in the case of the Noisar with the Tzoli, he's going to be Potter from Chatos because Toya B'dvar Mitzvah. And we have to understand here what's going on. Maitam, what's going on here? Why should it be that in the case of Ishtoi Nida he's Chayev Chatos, in the case of the Noisar and Tzoli, he's not Chayev Chatos, he's Potur, because he was Toya B'dvar Mitzvah, he thought he was eating the Tzli, which was a mitzvah of eating a behemoth, eating Kochim. Maitama, Hosam hu dehavale lishyule. In the case of his wife, he should have asked his wife, are you a Nida? Are you not a Nida? You didn't ask her, it was a mistake, but you have to bring a Chatos. Aval hocha, in the case of the Tzli and the Noisar, dolehavale lishyule. Who was there to ask? There's no one to ask. He had a spit of Noisar, a spit of Hegdash, which was kosher and a mitzvah to eat it, and he confused them. There was no one to ask. No one to ask, you're that little bit less to blame. You don't need to bring a Chatos. It's loy, he doesn't bring a chatos, he's potur, he's toya b'dvar mitzvah. So now the Gemara is going back to Rabbi Yochanan himself with what he did say. Rabbi Yochanan, ma'ishno yivimtoy de ka'ovid mitzvah, ma'ishno yivimtoy de, in the case of yivimtoy, Rabbi Yochanan said that if somebody is baal yivimtoy nida, he's potur. Why is he potur? Because ovid mitzvah. He did a mitzvah, he's toya b'dvar mitzvah, he's potur. But I don't understand. So Ishtoi Nida is also a mitzvah. Ishtoi Nami Ka'ovid mitzvah. We know that there's a mitzvah to have relations with one's wife. It's a mitzvah pro revo. Says the Gemara, no. We're talking about Ishtoi Mu'beres. We're talking about that his wife is pregnant. And a wife is pregnant, then having relations with her, there's no mitzvah of pro revo there. So it's not a mitzvah. Since it's not a mitzvah, that's why we don't say Toya B'dvar mitzvah, and that's why it's chayev. Asks the Gemara, Va'ika Simchas Oino. But we know this is a Gemara in Ksubastav Samech Aleph, that there's an oino, there's a mitzvah, there's a fixed time depending on a number of different factors, but there's a fixed time when there's a mitzvah to have relations with one's wife, nothing to do with Puru Ravu. So there's a mitzvah called Simchas Oino, mitzvah She'er Ksus Va'oino Le'Sigra, a mitzvah to do this mitzvah of relations with one's wife. And that's a mitzvah even without Puruvu. So in the same way as by Yevoma, by Yibum, Nida, is Potur because Toya B'dvar Mitzvah, the same should be with Ishtoi Nida. Says the Gemara, Shalei B'Sha'asa Yinasa. We're talking about in that they had relations in a time where it wasn't those fixed times that the Torah said there's a mitzvah to have relations. There's a fixed time, as discussed in the Gemara in Ksubas, depending on what his profession is, depending on how much he's at home, etc. So he did this mitzvah in a time that wasn't a mitzvah for him to do it. If it's not a mitzvah, he's not toyeh b'dvar mitzvah. Asks the Gemara of Omar Rava. Rava said, "Chayev adam l'sameach ishtei b'dvar mitzvah." That we know that if a man feels and is, becomes aware that his wife wants to have relations with him, even if it's not within the framework of the minimum required oinois times that a husband has to do this mitzvah with his wife in order to fulfill her needs, but if he sees that she needs this and wants it and is mishtoikuk to him and other times, it's also a mitzvah. So if so, by ishtei nida, it's also going to be a mitzvah. So why don't you say he's potter because toya bidvar mitzvah? Says the Gemara Samuch Levesta. We know that there's a specific time, the specific dates and times where every person knows, and there's many calculations, we're going to learn about them in Maseches Nida, that a woman knows this day is prone to be the beginning of her becoming a Nida. And those days, Minat Torah, you have to separate. A husband is not allowed to have relations with his wife on those times, even if she wants, and even if it conforms with the times of mitzvahs oina and pruvu, all that doesn't matter. But he's got a chiyuv to abstain, to stay away from his wife, if it's samuch levesta, if it's close to the time where she's supposed to be coming a nida. So it's no mitzvah. And in that case, and only that case, then Rabbi Yochanan said, in that case, it wasn't a mitzvah, so he's chayev. We don't say, toya bidvar mitzvah. Says the Gemara, if that's what we're talking about, you're talking about samuch levesta, yihachi afilo yivim toinami. If so, even by a yibum, he's not allowed to do yibum if it's samuch levesta, because you're not allowed to have relations with the wife when it's samuch levesta. Says the Gemara, there's a difference. It's not as if he knew that it was samuch levesta. It happened to be that it turned out it was samuch levesta. But he didn't know that. But so Yevimto, in the case of Yibum, which is the first time that he's getting this close to this new wife, bozes, he's very shy, bozes mino, he's shy to ask her. He doesn't want to ask her, is today a time which is samuch levesta? And if it turned out it was samuch levesta, and it turned out that indeed she was a nida, in that case, since he had an excuse, or some sort of an excuse, to have made this mistake, he's toyeh b'dvar mitzvah, he doesn't need to bring a chatos. But ishtei with his wife, he should be asking his wife, are you now holding it in the time of the cycle, which it could be that it's samuch levesta, and then there's no mitzvah. And then he wouldn't have had this problem, because he wouldn't have had relations with her, and she was a nida. It later transpires that she was a nida. So it's with his wife that he's lo yibozes mino, that he's not shy from her, he should have asked her. You didn't ask her, and then you had relations with her when she was a nida, then in that case, we say that it's not toyeh b'dvar mitzvah, and he's chayev chatos. Continues the Gemara. V'Rabbi Yochanan, this opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, that somebody who's boal yivim toy nida, is potur from chatos because he's a toyeh b'dvar mitzvah, keman, which tana is he following? Ilei mekir Rabbi Yosi. Could it be the following Rabbi Yosi? That none we learned Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yosi Omer, Yom Tov Arishin Shel Chag. If the first day of Yom Tov Shechol Yis B'Shabbos happened to be Shabbos, first day of Sukkot was Shabbos. V'shochach and he forgot, V'hoitzi es ha-lulav l'Roshus HaRabim. He took his Arba Minim, he took his lulav out into Roshus HaRabim. He carried in Roshus HaRabim. It's one of the Lamed Tes Melochis. He did it because he had to go to the Rav to ask the Rav a question, how do you do the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav? He would seem that he's Torud Bidvar Mitzvah, Toya Bidvar Mitzvah. And Rabbi Yosi says that in the Mishnah, that Potur, he's Potur from Korban Chatos, Mipnei Shehoitzi Berushus, because he went out to do a mitzvah. And the mitzvah is, since he went, he was Torud, he was engaged, and otherwise preoccupied and possibly a bit confused with the mitzvah, and therefore he's a toyeh b'dvar mitzvah, he's potur. So are we going to say that Rabbi Yochanan is just comparing yevim toy nida to lulav? Says the Gemara, no. Dil Mashani also, maybe only in the case of the Mishnah there with Rabbi Yosi, Hosom's this manu bohul, he's under time pressure. He thinks he has to be Mekayim Mitzvah's Lulav. And he thinks, if I don't go and ask the Rav Shaila now, I won't know what to do. I won't be able to be Mekayim. When am I going to ask the Rav a question to become familiar with the Lulav? How am I going to do the Mitzvah of Lulav? Since he's under time pressure, maybe we say he's Toyeh B'dvar Mitzvah and we excuse him, he doesn't bring a Chatos. But maybe with Nida of Yevim Toy, he's not under any time pressure. He doesn't need to do the Mitzvah that day. He can do it the next day, 2 days later, whenever. He's not Torud. He's not Bohul Bizma. He's not Zmanu Bohul. He's not under time pressure, maybe not. Vela Rabbi Yeshua Dezvochim. Maybe it's Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah. The Rabbi Yeshua says that if somebody shechted the korban shlomim l'shem Pesach, in the case of Ruyin, in the case where it could have got confused, he's potter, toyer l'dvar mitzvah. So maybe Rabbi Yechanan understood. In the same way as bringing a korban is toyer b'dvar mitzvah, he shouldn't have brought it, it was Shabbos, and it's a shlomim. Nonetheless, he's potter, so Rabbi Yechanan understood, the same will apply to Yevim Toynido. Says the Gemara, no, Dilma Hosam Namiz Manei Bol. There also, it's Erev Pesach, and you have to shecht all the Korban Pesachs before the end of the day, before the end of the 14th of Nisan. So in confusion and the pressure of time, he shechted the Shlomim L'Shem Pesach. Over there we say Toya B'Dvar Mitzvah. But again, Yevim Toynido, is Manei is not Bol. The Tinoikos. Maybe it's the case of the two brisim that we saw in Amud Aleph, where over there Rabbi Yeshua said that he's potter, even though he did the bris milah on Shabbos with a baby that was not allowed to have a bris milah on Shabbos, and Rabbi Yeshua says that he's potter. So maybe that would be the source of Rabbi Yechanan. Says the Gemara, no, Hasam Nami is Manei Bol. There also, it's like an emergency. There it's also under time pressure. You have to do the milah today. Make sure that I can't do it tomorrow. The main time of doing the mitzvah is on the eighth day. He's getting confused. Ve'elok Rabbi Yeshua de Truma. Maybe it's Rabbi Yeshua de Truma, different Rabbi Yeshua. And that will be the source of Rabbi Yechanan. Ditnan, we learned in a Mishnah, in Masechas Trumas, Hoya Oichel be Truma. If somebody was eating truma, and you know that only a kohen is allowed to eat a truma, a zor, a yisrael, he's not allowed to eat truma. What happens if you have a kohen who has the same halachas as a zor? For example, he's a cholol, that his kohuna has been void from him. He doesn't have the kohuna. Why? How can that be? If he's the daughter, if his mother was divorced before marrying his father, the kohen, a kohen is not allowed to marry a divorced woman, or if she was a chalutza, which is a woman that needs chalitza. We're not going now into what chalitza is, but it's a situation where a kohen is not allowed to marry a chalutza. And if he did marry a chalutza, the child who's a ben chalutza is not, has been stripped of many of the halachas of kohuna, and he cannot eat truma. So hoya oichel b'truma, v'noida shu ben grushoi ben chalutza. And after he ate truma, it became clear to him, only then he became aware that actually he was a ben gerusha and a ben chalutza. And therefore, eating the truma was seriously awesome. Rabbi Lezer mechayev, Rabbi Lezer says, bring a korban chatos. Mechayev, not chatos, bring keren v'chaymish. What happens when a zor eats truma? If he's somebody who's not a kohen, eats truma, he has to pay the primary value of what he ate, plus add on an extra 25%, the chaymish. So Rabbi Eliezer says he's chayev. Rabbi Yeshua poiter. Rabbi Yeshua says he's potter. And so you see from there that since he's toyer b'dvar mitzvah, he's potter. Maybe that was the source of Rabbi Yechanan. And there's a discussion exactly if he's potter only from the chaymush or also from the keren. That's a discussion. Says the Gemara, no, Dilmukir of Bivi Barabaya, the Omer of Bivi Barabaya, Bitruma be'erav ha-Pesach dizman bol. Maybe over there, that Mishnah is talking about that this ben Gerusha ben Chalutza, when was he eating the Truma? He was eating the Truma, it was Chometz, and it was Erev Pesach, and he quickly had to get rid of it, he quickly have to eat it, because you can't leave it over on Pesach, the Chometz is not allowed to be left over. And therefore, again, he was under time pressure. If he's under time pressure, there we have an extra... this extra concept of bol zmanu bol, he's a toyer b'dvar mitzvah, he'll be potur. But you cannot bring proof from there to the Yevim Toynida, where it's not zmanu bol. Inami. Or another possible difference between the case over there that Rabbi Yeshua said he's potur and Yevim Toynida. Because it could be Ishani Truma d'ikri avoida. It could be that over there, the reason that he's potur is not because of toyer b'dvar mitzvah. Over there we have a new halacha, because eating truma is compared, we'll soon see where, but it's compared to truma, it's compared to avoida. Avoida, rachmona achshar, there's a special posuk that tells us that a cholol that did avoida and then realized he was a cholol, that avoida he did is kosher. So too, eating truma, because he wasn't aware that he was a ben gerusha or ben chalutza, he wasn't a cholol when he ate the truma, then he hasn't done this avera of ezor, eating truma, and therefore he's potter. That none we learned in the Mishnah. Hoya oimedu makriv, if somebody was standing on the mizbeach and being makriv korbonus, v'noidashu ben gerusha ben chalutza, and then he suddenly became aware that he's a ben gerusha or ben chalutza. Kol akorbonis kulon shehikrim al gabim mizbeach psulim. The Tanakhama say all the korbonis he did apostle, because a ben gerusha, ben chalutzu does the avoida. It's like a zor that does the avoida, and it's possible. Rabbi Yeshua machshir. Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. Everything is okay. Vomrinon, my Talmud Rabbi Yeshua. And we said, what's the source of Rabbi Yeshua? The Chassid says in the pasuk, Borech Hashem cheloi. Hashem is going to bless his belongings. Upoyal yodov, and the work of his hands, Tirtzeh is going to accept. So there the word cheloi, the literal translation, means his belongings. But cheloi also is similar to the word cholol, that he did the avoida when he was a ben gerusha or ben chalutza. Upoyal yodov tirtzeh, the work of his hands will be accepted, means that if a cholol, before knowing he was a cholol, did the avoida, then it's kosher. And therefore, truma, that's also called avoida, that's why he doesn't need to give the pay the Karen V'chaymash. Utruma heich ikra avoida. Where do we find that truma is considered avoida? The Tanya. We learnt in the Braisa, Maisib Reb Tarfon, there was this incident with Reb Tarfon. Sheloi bo emesh, he didn't come the previous evening, Lebeis HaMedrash, to the Beis HaMedrash. Leshacharis, in the morning, Motzei Reb Gamliel. Reb Gamliel found Reb Tarfon. Omar loi, and Reb Gamliel said to Reb Tarfon, Mipnei ma loi bo so emesh Lebeis HaMedrash. We missed you in the Beis HaMedrash yesterday, last night. Where were you? Omar loi. So Reb Tarfon said to Reb Gamliel, Avoido avadati. I was engaged in avoida. Omar loi, kol dvorecho einum elo divrei tmiya. It's a mystery, it's cryptic. What are you saying that you're busy with avoida? What avoida were you busy with? V'chi avoida bizman hazeh minayin. It was after the Churban Beis Hamikdash. There's no avoida. What are you talking about? Omar loi, he said to him, harehu oimer. Does it not say in the pasuk that v'ato v'necho itcho tishmures kuhunaschem l'chol dvar ha-mizbeach ulebeis ulemibeis laporeiches v'avadetem avoidas matono etin eskunaschem v'azor ha-korev yumos. So the pasuk there says that there's a concept of v'avadetem avoidas matono etin eskunaschem, that there's the avoida of the gifts of the matonois. That the matnos kahuna that I'm giving you, the gifts I'm giving to the kohanim, are considered an avoida. Vazora korev yumos, as the pasuk continues. So also achilas truma, which is one of the matonis, one of the gifts given to the kohanim, are similar. The Torah refers to it as bigvulin. That means even outside the Beis Hamikdash, kavoidas Beis Hamikdash. He calls it avoida, avoidas matona. It's got the similar halachas of the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, and the same way as the avoid of the Beis HaMikdash, Borech Hashem Chelo Yofoy Aliyod of Tirtzeh, that even a Zor, even a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, a Cholol, if when he was doing the avoid he didn't yet know that he was a Cholol, it's kosher. So too, when we see that Rabbi Shua says that this Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, who didn't know that at first, when he ate truma, is potter, it wouldn't be a source for Rabbi Yochanan that Baal Yovim Toinida, that is going to be potter. Emil Tzashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.